Hey, remember the time we went to that place and we ate the food?
Oh yeah, the food is pretty good.
I'm James.
I'm Jason.
And this is Dudes Talk Food,
the podcast where two dudes talk food. Did houses give out full-size candy bars?
It was one house in the next city over. It wasn't even my city. I lived in Dollard. Pointe Claire was the next city over. And I would make my mother drive me to that house to get a full chocolate bar.
But then if everyone does it, like how much candy does this house have?
I don't know, because if I was an adult now, I would stick around. I would like stake out the house and be like, what's going on here? Mm-hmm. How many full-size chocolate bars do you have? But when I'm a kid, I'm just like in and out, right?
Yeah.
You're like, God, I got one. They had one left. Yes.
Yeah.
I won Halloween. But
but
that you don't think of that as a kid. If I did, I would have stuck around to be like, how many more of these do you have, you know? Because I remember, too, I was old enough where, like, I would, like, you get into the stoop of the house, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you couldn't see, like, they didn't have a setup where, at my parents' house, we had a staircase right behind the door.
Mm-hmm.
So there was, like, a big bowl of candy on the steps.
Mm-hmm.
So if you came to the house, you could see where my mom was getting the candy from.
Yeah.
She would just take a handful and, like, throw it in your bag. Fine.
Okay.
But, like, this house, you're like, it's a full candy bar. I wonder how many they have.
Mm-hmm.
She would, like, go into another room and come back with like how many. If there was me and you at the door, she would come back with two. Whoa. If there was four of us, she'd come back with four chocolate bars. So you never knew how many, like what was the inventory situation? You didn't know. You didn't know what was going on. You're like, how many bars do you have left, lady? You know?
More importantly, do you have little bags of chips?
Are you going to ask that to the lady who gave you a full chocolate bar? If you go to a house, you remember UNICEF, and some people would only... Did you do UNICEF?
Yeah, yeah.
And they would only give you pennies?
Yeah.
That's where you're like, where's the treat? Where's the candy, man? That's where you ask that question. Trick. But I don't know. Maybe you're like that. Maybe you figure, like, this person has full chocolate bars. They clearly have chips, too. But I was, like, the other way around. I was like, okay, this is good enough. This is great. I got a full candy bar. But when people were jerks and they give me pennies, I'd be like, come on, man.
The worst one was just throw pennies into your bag and your trick-or-treating bag.
That was the worst.
They didn't even give a shit about the box.
I gotta fish this out, put in the box myself. Or, do you remember how the slot was like super delicate?
Yeah.
You'd get like those old folks or whoever and they would just jam it in and like rip your whole box open. You remember that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was ridiculous.
I remember every year, like the day before Halloween, we'd get the box at school.
Yeah.
And I'd forget to bring it with me.
So you would fake forget. So you're like, I'm not looking.
No.
So it got heavy.
Because it got heavy. So like, no, what ended up happening was my parents would be like, okay, well, I guess we got to fill it up. So they'd get the big jar full of change and just stuff that bitch full of change and bring it to school.
Okay. So you cheated, but you got
cheated.
You
whatever. So it's a good cause.
It's actually a win because you didn't have to carry it around.
Yep.
And you didn't have, like, adults, like, banging on you. Like, because it pulled on your neck. I saw it around my neck, so they'd be, like, yanking me down.
Yeah.
And just, like, one year the guy, like, ripped my whole box open, basically. So I'm, like, thanks, man. The whole night, I'm, like, carrying my UNICEF thing in my hands.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't, like, spill all over the place.
Do they still do that?
I don't know how it works now. All these fancy kids today, they probably tap their iPays at the houses.
Their Apple Pays.
Imagine that. Their $600 phone, and they tap it for like 3 cents.
Oh my God. Boop.
Thanks, man.
That's so stupid.
Yeah.
That's so stupid.
I honestly don't know if they do. If they do that anymore, they must. But I feel like I feel like it's evolved. I don't know. I feel like because we're kind of in a generational gap where there's not as many kids as when we were kids. Because now it's us who should be having the kids. So they're too young. So I feel like there's less trick or treaters now. Maybe it's just my area.
You know what they do in the States?
What's that?
They'll go to a parking lot.
Yeah.
Well, like out in the country where the houses are really far apart.
Okay.
They'll congregate like at a shopping mall.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
So all the families go to the parking lot.
Yeah, all the families go to the parking lot, and all the parents will like pop up their trunks.
Yeah.
Sit there with lawn chairs.
Yeah.
Waiting for kids to come trick or treat at
so
their car.
So they just hacked Halloween and turned it into a tailgate.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess it makes sense. I mean, if the houses are really far apart.
It's actually smart. It's super smart.
And it's fun. It's fun for the parents. It's fun for the kids.
It's fun for everybody. I was going to say, you could if it's a proper tailgate, you, like, bring ovens and stuff, and you could cook, like, Halloween. Yeah, barbecue or Halloween pies and shit, whatever. Pumpkin pies. And, yeah, do all that stuff. I kind of want to do that now.
Spooky queue. Yeah, we should do that.
We should do a spooky queue. It's a barbecue in a backyard with no lights. They're just walking around in the dark.
Yeah. So Halloween candies when I was a kid. You know, okay, I never knew the names of these, but I think they're molasses candies.
You like the molasses? The ones that stuck to your teeth?
I hated those ones. Yeah. It was the bullshit brown candies that came in the like the orange, white, and black wrappers.
I was going to say, and there was little Halloween pictures on them, like little witches.
What the fuck are those?
Those are the worst. But they were they came out specifically at Halloween.
Yeah.
And dumb parents and people didn't know were like, oh, Halloween candy. Like generic
those
Halloween
candy. Those are the
candy.
Worst candies.
They were horrible. Awful.
Okay, those?
Yeah.
Those were the worst ones.
Those were the worst. I used to hate getting raisins.
Raisins?
Like the little boxes of raisins. Yeah. I used to hate that.
And then the weird...
I actually got an apple one year. I was like, what the fuck is this?
It's like you living in a fairy tale.
I got the next house and just threw it down the street.
There's
a lot of them. I never, like, this is personal, but I didn't like the pure sugar treats. Like, you know, I think they were called Rockets.
Yeah, I love those.
I like them, but I don't know. I have a sweet tooth. So, like, if you didn't give me, like, a mini chocolate bar or something with chocolate in it,
those are the best ones. I love them.
Peased. Yeah.
They're so good because, like, they burn the hole in your throat.
The Rockets?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
They were good. Yeah, because you could do, like, one or two at a time. Mm-hmm. But then when you got greedy, you unrolled the whole thing and threw it in your mouth and you're like, and it was like an OD. It was.
It's like chalk. It just dries up your throat and you, like, hack up a...
You remember that, right? Because you'd have to, like, run into the kitchen and, like, chug water or milk or Coke or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, you knew when you got to a certain age, you were smart enough not to eat the Rockets in the street. Because you're like, you'd get to the trick-or-treat house and be like, no, ma'am, I just want water. Yeah. Take your chocolate bar. I don't want your big chocolate bar. Just give me a glass of water,
please. My throat is devoid of moisture.
Devoid of moisture.
Trick or water.
Trick or water.
What else? Another like Halloween candy that really sucked.
Yeah.
Was that junk drawer strawberry candy.
Oh, and it looked like the wrapper looked like strawberry.
Yeah.
The wrapper was kind of cool because it was red and the part that you rolled up was actually green like the leaf, which was cool.
Yeah.
But the candy sucked.
Like I don't know anyone who's ever bought those candies.
Where do they come from, right?
Where do they come from?
I agree. It was like the scary, mystical part of Halloween.
I think the candies that are still in circulation are probably left over from when we were kids.
Oh, man. They were probably... You know what's funny? Is those candies were probably left over from our parents. They're probably like World War II candies, ration candies.
Those were the candies.
And they just keep getting passed down and no one eats them.
Yeah.
So it's like you go and like we have a collection of them and we're like, all right, next generation is going to pay. They come to my house and I just give them the strawberry candies. Strawberry death candy.
They used to put those candies in rations.
Right?
That's what I'm thinking. To remind our soldiers of home.
Of sugary fruits.
The sweeter side of war.
Oh man, jeez, that was a good one too. I'm trying to think what else sucked. There's a lot of them.
I don't know. Popeye cigarettes. Do you remember those?
I kind of liked. I mean, I don't like tobacco. Must have funded these toys, right?
I don't know.
No, because like I enjoyed like pretending that I had a cigarette in my hand. But then when I bit it, I'm like, oh, this is too like hard, too sweet. I used to suck on them to like soften them, and then I chew on them.
Remember the chocolate cigarettes?
No.
They used to come in literal like cigarette packaging.
No, I don't think I ever got those.
And it was it looked like a cigarette. It was the size of a cigarette. It had a little brown filter. It had paper on it.
Really? So you had to unwrap the paper?
Yeah. Wow. And like there was a filter at the bottom. Mm-hmm. I'm not a filter, but I mean like it's printed on the paper.
Yeah.
But the thing itself, the stick was chocolate.
That would never, ever pass today. Ever.
It should. It's so good.
Joe Camel chocolate cigarettes.
Yeah, and I remember, like, it was almost like Garbage Pail Kids.
Yeah. Like it was branded?
No, like fake
brand. Fake, yeah, okay.
Like, what is that called? Like, a parody.
You're piggybacking on a brand.
Yeah.
To try and get that recognition, right?
It was like parody packaging.
Yeah.
On these cigarettes.
Parody packaging.
So good.
I never had those. That's crazy.
I'm sure they exist somewhere. They have to exist somewhere. We'll find it.
Google it, man. Chocolate cigarettes.
Chocolate cigarettes.
So you're going to end up with like... Man, that's what's probably in the Halloween candy today. It's like probably the vape flavors. oh, no, I don't like blueberry. Do you have any cherry? I like the grape.
Cotton candy.
Oh, cotton candy. I wasn't a fan of that. No. Sometimes I got cotton candy.
Really?
It was so... I don't like them when they stick to your teeth.
Chocolate
like,
coins. Chocolate coins. Those are the worst.
Yeah. Those were bad. Because it was a lot of work to unwrap it for like mm-hmm. a crappy milk chocolate.
A crappy like stale milk chocolate.
Yeah. Like the work to enjoyment ratio was mm-hmm. not worth it.
There was one lady that used to live on our street that used to package Halloween candy in those little like paper bags.
Bags. I had a lady do that too, and I got like a full assortment of things.
Yeah, awesome. It was like a Halloween party pack.
Yeah, it was super good. She used to put like a couple like mini Smarties boxes.
Yeah, yeah.
And like a Tootsie Roll.
Yeah.
And then like.
Like a pencil.
Yeah, a pencil. Maybe not a pencil, but there was like that. There was a good sucker that I used to like. It was like thick and it was chalky too. It was like half blue and half red.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. But those were just those were the rockets, but
in the
yeah, yeah.
I love those. And those are crazy. You used to like roll them on your cheek and yeah. it would rip your cheek.
It would stick.
It would stick and it would like rip into it and you'd be like, ah, it burned so good.
Burned so good.
That was my favorite. Yeah, because sometimes you get the generic suckers and I'm like, this sucks. Yes. I didn't like those.
Yeah, the ones that you buy by the pound.
Exactly. But those. Then when I got like one of those good mm-hmm. rocket mm-hmm. suckers, I'm like, this is the one. Mm-hmm. I love this. I love those.
Nerds.
Nerds was great.
Nerds. Fizz.
Fizz. You know what I love? Dipstick. You remember Dipstick?
Yeah.
It was just powder with the stick.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah.
And it came in different flavors. And it was like an assortment. So if you didn't like look at which package you were getting, you didn't know what the flavors were. I remember like red and green were together.
Yeah.
Purple and orange were together. I love dipsticks.
What else was there?
Are we talking Halloween or are we just talking? Because I never got a dipstick in Halloween candy.
No, because they're too they big. Were too, yeah, I don't think they were made like a fun. I think they were
expensive. Yeah, you couldn't get them in like mega packs or whatever.
Yeah, I don't think they ever made a miniature one for Halloween.
I don't think so.
What else was there? Fizz? I remember
that. I remember Fizz. It went crazy in your mouth. Eh?
Yeah.
It had that cool font, like that F-I-Z-Z, yeah, the big letters.
It was Effervesce.
Ooh.
Effervesce.
Effervesce.
Yeah.
Effervescence. Now we're kind of moving into childhood candy. Because I'd be like, whenever I went to the Dep, I would buy Three Musketeers. Because I never got Three Musketeers at home. I loved it.
Yeah. My favorite was O'Henry.
O'Henry? O'Henry's were great.
Did you ever freeze an O'Henry?
No.
That's
I missed out good. On that. That was good. But I remember when they did start making like O'Henry
ice cream bars. Fuck, those are so good.
That was the best thing of life.
Yeah. I remember getting those.
I love that. Because I love that. Like, I liked O'Henry a lot, but I liked the ice cream bar so much more. I was like, it's my favorite thing.
I feel as though like now frozen, like the freezer section mm-hmm. of the Depenner,
mm-hmm.
they don't offer as good of treats as they used to when we were younger.
It's funny that you say that because like when we were kids and we went into the grocery or the Dep or whatever, like that's where you run to. That's like the first place you go.
We're dating ourselves, man.
But that's it. But that's what I would do. I'd run to the freezer and be like, they got what I want. What's new? Because there was also the fridge right by there, and I used to love like the Sip Sacks. You remember Sip Sacks?
Yeah, Sip Sacks.
Fuck, I love Sip Sacks, man. I used to
like water, sugar, purple.
Water, sugar, purple. That's all it is. Three ingredients. Trifecta, beautiful.
Yeah.
I loved it. Like you drank it, you could like squish it, you could like play with your friends, and you could pop it afterwards. It was just like the perfect food because it was like a toy.
Did you ever drink it with the straw or did you rip the corner off?
I've done both, but I enjoyed the straw because I like to, depends. When I wanted to chug, you like rip it and you just go like that. But the thing is when you rip it, you can't pop it after. I love to pop it.
Yeah.
And I like playing with the straw because I like to take it like it was a heart or something and I like to stab it. So I'd be like, exactly. And then I would suck it up. And then I would suck up all the juice. Mm-hmm. And then I would blow it up, put on the ground.
Yeah.
Run like 50 feet backwards.
Yeah.
And then sprint at it and just pop shit out of it. I love doing that, man. It was the best. Because it was like more than a food. It was like it was a whole experience. It was like a toy. It was like the whole thing. It was the whole package, man. So good. Sip Sacks. Okay, your mom gives you a dollar.
Yeah.
You go to the Dep or wherever you buy your... It used to only be the Dep. You go to the Dep and it's like, you have $1.
Mm-hmm.
Or you get 50 cents. Whatever the price of a chocolate bar was back then, it was probably 50 cents, 75 cents.
Yeah.
You have the amount exactly for one chocolate bar. What do you buy?
Mars bar.
Mars bar?
Mars bar.
Really, eh?
Yeah.
You answered that so quickly.
Because I knew it. Because I knew it, eh? I knew that's my go-to chocolate
bar. I was torn because I went through phases. I went through a long phase of Mars. I love Mars. So mm-hmm. one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
I did a phase of Snickers.
Nougat.
Yeah. Twix. I would rotate, man. I love Smarties. I could never decide. So the reason I asked you, like, you answered way too quickly. If you tell me, if you give me 75 cents or a buck and you tell me to go buy a chocolate bar, I'm in there for 2 hours. I'm just like, there's just too many options, man. I can't decide. Just I'm fighting just there.
Yourself to make the right decision.
Yeah. And I'm just there with a blank stare on my face. Just like, I can't decide.
Okay, why I like the Mars bar, because I feel as though it's the default chocolate bar.
It's the perfect balance.
It's the perfect bar.
Yeah, I get that.
There is a...
It's not too light. It's not too heavy.
There's caramel inside.
There's caramel. There's not too much chocolate. There's a bit of wafer, I think, like a small... Is there a small wafer in the base?
No, it's like nougat.
You're right. Okay, the nougat. But that acts as like the wafer.
You said you like Snickers, right?
I love Snickers.
Yeah. Snickers is like a Mars bar, but there's peanuts.
There's peanuts. It's way heavier, though.
Yeah.
It's actually shorter.
Yeah, because it's...
It's like denser.
The caloric value. Yeah, exactly. It's the same thing.
It's denser, yeah. But that's it. There's peanuts in it. I think there's actually more caramel. I think there's like a thicker insert, or I don't know what you call it.
No, because the peanuts are held together by the caramel.
Right.
Whereas a Mars bar is just a layer of
layer caramel. Layer of caramel,
yeah. There's nothing to contaminate.
It's clean.
It's clean.
It's the clean Snickers. It's pristine. It's the clean Snickers. That's it.
I love a Mars bar is a Snicker after it took a shower. I don't know.
Or a Snickers is a Mars bar that like stayed out all night. Which is which?
Summer staples. Popsicles. The ones with the 2 sticks. You ever break them half?
Always. That was like mandatory. I'd snap them on the side of the table like this all the time and eat one at a time because then it was like twice the treat.
I remember my parents, used to break them apart for me. It's like, but sometimes I'd see kids eating the whole thing with 2 sticks.
Did you get jealous?
Yeah.
Really? I always laugh at them. I'm like, these guys are suckers. It's like a Twix. You don't eat the whole Twix at Kit one Kat. Time. Same with Kit Kat. You don't put all 4 pieces in your mouth at once.
You can.
You can, and I'm sure you have. But that's not the right etiquette, man. That's not the way to do it. You got to capitalize. You got to maximize. And you got to go one at a time. Because then it feels like you're getting more.
I also don't peel my cheese string.
Yeah. I don't do that either. Well, when I was a kid, I did. But now I don't. Now I just go with it.
I'm a psycho. I've never peeled it.
It was fun to peel, though. You didn't like it?
No.
I enjoyed peeling it.
Okay.
But... Again, I feel like it's fake value. I feel like I'm getting more than I'm actually getting.
But you're just fooling yourself.
I know. I'm not a smart guy, so it works. Because I would be like, 10-year-old me would be like, now I have 2, idiots. Yeah. Now I have 4.
I'm smarter than you.
Exactly. Oh, look at your 1 stick.
Yeah. Loser.
Exactly.
What's up, loser? 1 stick.
Because yours would be gone in like 10 seconds. And I'd be like, still peeling mine. Still peeling mine. And while you'd be going out talking to girls, I'd be like, you know what? I'm just going to peel my fucking cheese.
I'm going to suck on this some more.
Exactly. Exactly.
Chip Witch. You remember that?
No.
It was the ice cream sandwich.
With two cookies.
Yeah, two chocolate chip cookies. But then there was chocolate chips all along the edges of the ice cream.
That was called a Chip Witch. I didn't know that, but I do remember that.
They don't exist anymore. Well, I don't think they do.
It was Mr. Christie, right?
I don't remember.
Oh, it might have been Chips Ahoy.
I'm not sure.
It was amazing.
That was the best one.
Because I actually learned from that. What I used to do after that is my mom would have like chocolate chips in the house just for baking and stuff. Mm-hmm. I would take those chocolate chips and just put them into like vanilla ice cream.
Yeah.
And like the ratio would be like 1:1. Oh,
so good.
And I would just scoop it with a spoon, like chocolate chips, vanilla ice cream. And I'm like, this is the best. Oh, man. That was one of my favorite desserts. And I totally ripped that off from Chip Witch. Because, like, the cookies were great. Mm-hmm. Like, there's something great about a cookie mixed with ice cream. But, like, the chocolate chip on its own in ice cream, there's something so pure about it. Because you have, like, the textures. You have, like, the soft texture in the ice cream and the really hard texture of the chip. It's just so perfect. It's the perfect balance.
Yeah, those are really good.
They
don't exist anymore. What kind of ice cream sandwiches exist now?
No, there's nothing.
There's the Oreo one.
Vapes. The Oreo one's delicious, by the way. I still buy those. I go to Costco and I buy them now.
The Oreo ice cream sandwich?
Yeah, I love it.
Then there's is there that Kodiak or Klondike?
There's the Klondike bar, because that's popular. Klondike bar is still around.
It's the
big one, and it's coated, right? So it's like a ice cream square.
Yeah.
Coated with like milk chocolate. Ice cream
square, yes.
Yeah, because it's like there's the full, it's not a sandwich, right? Because there's 4 sides, or 6 sides.
It's a dipped ice cream sandwich.
Exactly. But
is it a sandwich?
Is it a sandwich? It's dipped. It's like fully contained.
But it's not.
It's more. It's more like a. It's a burrito than anything. It's
no burrito is a wrap.
But okay, well, it's not a wrap. But I'm saying the inside is fully wrapped.
It's encased. It's not
okay.
Wrapped.
Okay, fine. It's encased. But if something's fully encased, how can it be a sandwich? Right?
Mm-hmm.
No?
Oh, man.
I'm telling you, the whole existence of life comes back to, is it a sandwich?
Reese's Cups?
Oh, I love or Reese's Pieces. That's an awesome question that I cannot answer. Because I don't know what it is. I love pieces. I love Smarties. I love M&M's. I love being able to take like a bag and pouring it down my throat, like my gullet, just be like, But there's, you know what? There's no greater like chocolate bar sensation than biting into a Reese's Pieces. Reese's Cup. I apologize. Like, I love Snickers. I love a lot of bars, but there's nothing. For me, there's nothing that comes close. And it's funny because I don't even think about it because it's not a chocolate bar. But I would, like, 10 times out of 10, I would take Reese's Cups over any of the chocolate bars I listed earlier.
Because a Reese's Cup is something that you take the time to enjoy.
You have to savor it because you can't swallow it because of the way it's composed, put together.
Yeah.
It's too thick and, like, you can't suck it down even if you wanted to. It gets stuck in your mouth. You have to savor it. You're forced to savor the Reese's
Cup. I used to put the whole Reese's Cup in my mouth and just slowly let it.
But that's it. But you like suck it. You suck it down to nothing left. You don't swallow it.
Yeah, that's
you enjoy
thing.
It.
You enjoy it.
Yeah.
You take the time to enjoy it. Whereas the
you
Reese's
let it
pieces,
swim in there. Yeah, yeah. The Reese's Pieces are in and out. They're gone, man.
Reese's Pieces. Like, so like the Reese's Cup is like a cigar. Like a nice cigar.
You savor it.
You
it's
enjoy
something to
it.
Savor. Exactly.
Whereas the Reese's Pieces is like a cigarette where you like, that's it. Like,
one and done.
Yeah.
In and out.
You eat it, like, it's more stressful.
Yes.
You eat it, like, you eat it quick, and
yeah.
then
you're just like, you're just like, I just want to fucking fill my belly right now. I need something to put in my belly right now. Reese's Pieces.
Reese's Cup, you nibble, you enjoy, you look at it.
It's like a fine liqueur. Reese's Cup is what you take when you're sitting in front of the fireplace and you're doing, like, your Sudoku. Or your crossword. And then Reese's Pieces is like your breakfast. I don't know why I'm comparing this to breakfast now, but it's when you've woken up late, you've missed the alarm, you got an exam in 10 minutes, and you need to put some energy in you. You're like sprinting down the street, and you're like guzzling Reese's Pieces at the same time.
We should
time.
Pitch that as a commercial.
Right?
That's the new Reese's Pieces commercial.
It should be a father and son. And you have both of them in the same ad. And you have like the dignified father, like doing his like fucking prestigious shit, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
With his bar, he's got like his, what do you call that coat?
A smoking jacket.
Yeah, he's got a smoking jacket on, right? And he's like curled up by the fire. He's got the paper, which obviously no one reads the paper anymore, but he's got his paper and he's just like, he's contemplating it. He's got it in his hand. He's taking the wrapper down and he's just like, I'm gonna enjoy this so much. And then you have fucking Spaz Face like down the hall, just running around in like circles, bouncing off shit. And there's like Reese's Pieces all over the floor. And he's just like swallowing them up. And then you could even tagline it like father, like son. Because it's the same family.
Oh man, we have to stop talking. Like this is
good
stuff.
This is a good campaign, right? If only someone paid us to do this. Holy shit.
Reese's Cup.
Right.
Reese's Cup is like a fine whiskey.
Yeah, exactly.
And Reese's Pieces is like a bullshit like Pabst.
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Yeah.
Pabst Blue Pieces.
No.
Now I'm thinking about mixing Pabst with Reese's Pieces.
That's gross. That's gross. I don't think I remember when was the last time I had a Pabst.
No, Pabst is not cool. Yeah, well,
I don't even drink.
No, that's it. You don't drink anymore, but you're not missing Pabst.
That's gross.
Pabst was like when you were underage and you had $10,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, "Sir, here's $10. Can you buy me a Pabst?" Because that was the only thing you could get for that price. It's super cheap.
Okay,
for good reason, because it's gross.
When I was underage drinking. When I was drinking illegally, I was drinking like Colt 45s.
Yeah, you used to like the 40s. Eh? You'd get the big 40s, ones, the tall boys, yeah.
Yeah, because I was a rapper in my high school days. I wasn't a rapper. I dressed like one.
I was going to say a spin-off podcast, no. Jason Raps, about Colt 45s.
No. Colt 45s. Oh, that's so gross.
And that about does it for this week's episode. For more dudes and foods, give us a follow on Twitter and Instagram at Dudes Talk Food. Okay, now bye.